from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Was this, I think I know the answer, but Mike Brown talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I thought his perspective was interesting. The question for me is like, was this a good or bad regular season? Because you had Domantas Sabonis improving even from where he was last year. Mm-hmm. That's one of your stars. You would like to see that player continue to get better and hone their game and improve, and you kind of saw that this year. De'Aaron Fox. Kind of a weird couple of lulls this season, but still no doubt that he is this 1A player that we kind of thought he was. And then, you know, some ups, some downs, a couple games worse than last year. And to me, it was like, well, this regular season was definitely bad. It was not a successful regular season. But then Mike Brown talks about how, hey, anytime you have an opportunity to play in the playoffs, like, That's a great opportunity and da da da. He's the coach.
Yeah.
And what he thinks and what the players think, that's ultimately what matters. I just couldn't disagree more with him that you can sit here and go, hey, 9 seed, chance to play for a chance to play for a playoff spot. Yeah. I don't know. I did not agree that just because they make the play in that this was a
well, good okay. Year. So here's how I would, like, if I'm Mike Brown, like, perspective here, you had a season where no one got hurt last year, and mm-hmm. and the guys that did get hurt were able to play through injury. Like, whether that's because they were incredibly tough or because the injuries were something that allowed them to play through it,
mm-hmm.
but you basically had an entire season where, you know, most of your top 8 guys played 70-something games, mm-hmm. and a couple of them played it even more than that. You get to this season, and you have Harrison Barnes and Domantas Sabonis play all 82. De'Aaron Fox plays 74. Keegan Murray plays 77. Malik Monk plays 72. But Kevin Huerter 64. But the problem that you have this season is the Trey Lyles injury early in the season cost you 13 straight games. Trey Lyles has another injury, another portion of the season, which costs him more games. You have the Kevin Huerter injury that really, you know, again, ends his season way early. And then you have the Malik Monk injury, mm-hmm. which cuts the wind out of your sails completely.
That was tough.
So I know we all, like, on the outside, we've been, like, on top of this team all season long because they're not progressing. They're not doing something bigger, better than we thought that they would do. Well, they finished 2 games less than they did last year, and their games missed due to injury is like fivefold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so many more games lost due to injury sure. this year than last year. And I'd even say, like, look, if you would have somehow made it through the last part of the season with even Malik Monk, mm-hmm. I don't think you lose like 5 out of your last 6 or whatever it is.
Yeah, he was worth at least 2 wins down the stretch.
Yeah, you probably win. Like, so let's just say they pick up 2 more wins and they end up with the same exact win total. But that's just one player's injury totals taken out mm-hmm. and not everybody else's. So mm-hmm. you're still looking at a season that they were a lot more injured. They never found the continuity that they found the year before. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an incredibly successful season, but I also look at this, like, I got to be honest, like, it's not a Mike Brown does have a point. Like, anytime you're able to play after 82 games,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a play-in or not, you still, like, you are still playing. You are still in it. Mm-hmm. And if somehow they got healthy, like, they're not going to get healthy with Kevin Huerter, but if somehow mm-hmm. they got Malik Monk back, I think they're a dangerous team in the first round.
Sure.
Like, I think against OKC?
Sure.
Okay, bring it on. You're 2-2 yeah. against a team, and the last time you played them was last week without Malik Monk, and you got killed on a horrific call late mm-hmm. in the game mm-hmm. that cost you a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, look, I think they can hang with OKC, but you got to get there, and that's going to be the tough thing.
My pushback to that is I think this season was more normal. I feel like last season, the lack of injury stuff was, what's the word I'm looking for?
An anomaly. Yeah.
Thank you. An anomaly.
Yeah.
And that's where this season would worry me a little bit. Because, yeah, this is kind of what happens. And if you're reliant on, hey, basically injury free.
Yep.
For an entire season. To get to 48 wins, which would have gotten you the 8 seed this year. So you'd be on the road in the 7-8 game if they had won 48. That would be concerning to me. The fact that in a year where, yeah, you know what, they had some injury stuff, but it was De'Aaron Fox early in the year, but then he came back. And I know he dealt with a shoulder thing too,
yep.
where he kind of played through it. And you had Domas for 82, and you had Keegan Murray for
77. Yeah, Harris Martin's all 82.
Yeah, like yeah. That would be the concern for me. And again, maybe we're looking at this a lot differently if they have Malik Monk down the stretch, because I don't think they lose the Dallas game where he got hurt.
Yep.
I don't think they lose that game against Phoenix. And maybe we're sitting here at 48 and we're just like, oh yeah, hey, you know, lateral move, but now they can get. But that to me would be the bigger issue.
Yeah.
With that.
And I know people want to point at, you know, this loss or that loss, and we talked about it the whole season long. The problem that you have is, you know, if they don't lose this game or they don't lose that game, look at how close they are to being a 6 seed.
Mm-hmm.
What is the 6 seed? 48 games?
49 and 33 for
yeah. And that's why those things matter. It's why you can't take your foot off the gas the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, look, I'll just keep saying this. The team that starts your playoff run, right, however many years this is going to be, like, we can count this not as a playoff run, but as a postseason run at this point, right? They've made the postseason. They're getting a game after the season, hence the word postseason.
It's the post-dash season.
Yes.
It's not the postseason, capital P.
Yeah.
It's the post-hyphen season.
Okay, we can call it whatever we want. I don't consider semantics. The play-in a playoff game. You didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, not in the traditional sense. Yeah,
No. But it is a postseason game.
No doubt.
So the way that I look at this, though, is that the team they have today and the team they had last year, whatever team it is that takes the next step is not going to look like this. Like, we've already seen that you can rework this roster and have it look different, and you can mm-hmm. change things. And we can even talk about, like, the way that they started this season, where, again, they had some clunkiness to their offense, but their defense wasn't good still. Mm-hmm. And then the way that it ends up, where their defense takes this gigantic leap towards mm-hmm. the end of the season, and they're actually playing much better defensively when a lot of teams are playing worse.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved all the way up to, what, number 14 in the NBA. And
that is the, like, number one. I think if you ask Mike Brown, even if they lose on Tuesday, and you talk to Mike Brown, where he's going to tell you the whole truth, like, hey, how does it? I'm certain he would circle that and go, this is what matters.
This is what matters. Because if you're going to take a logical step and become a better team, it has to be on the defensive end.
That's it.
And if you don't do it, you're just going to keep being this fun game, this fun team that gets bounced in the first or second round.
That's it.
And in all honesty, like, look, they're going to make changes. Like, I've brought this up before. Like, the 1998-99 Kings to mm-hmm. the year 2001. I mean, you have to remember, there is no Jason Williams on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Corliss Williamson was traded for Doug Christie.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like, teams evolve, they morph, as they start to understand what pieces will get them to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this team, like, they tried the run it back thing, and that was logical. Like, it was. Like, I don't love that they 100% ran it back, but if you're this good offensively and you have a defensive-minded coach and you think he can make some defensive changes, mm-hmm. which he did. He mm-hmm. did implement mm-hmm. and did help you change.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, your offense wasn't as good mm-hmm. as it was the previous year. Other teams made adjustments to you. This team, they should have made some sort of move at the trade deadline to not just to make a move, to make the team better.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. And
yeah.
so, like, you can't say, we're going to run it back, realize for 40 games that running back is the wrong decision, that it's not working out like you'd hoped, mm-hmm. and keep thinking, well, maybe, just maybe, after the deadline, they're going to look better.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not the way it works.
No, not at all.
And so they didn't make the move, and it becomes stagnant.
Yeah.
And then you have some injuries hit.
Yeah.
And that's why you are where you are. I mean, this team easily could be 4 games better than they are, and I don't think it's even difficult. We can talk about, like, if Colby Jones to tip in at the end of the Celtics game, there's yeah. one game. And whether you should have won that game or not, that doesn't matter. You were right
sure.
there, and
yeah,
he
yeah.
gets fouled, yeah. right? And then we keep going through all of these games where it's either a 2-minute report or a game that you just flat out shouldn't have lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this team easily could have been a 50-win sure. team. I don't even think it's, like, questionable.
Mm-hmm.
They win 46, so, I mean, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be these little moves that you have to do here and there, or maybe a big move. I don't know what it's going to be, but this won't be the same team that we see come back next season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
No, if there's something that Mike Brown always talks about, the opportunity from losing. And he, you know, is very clear. I want to win every game. If I had my choice, we would go 82-0 and 16-0 in the playoffs, and that's how it would go.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of sports is you're going to lose, and you're going to be defined long-term about how you react to losing, not how you react to winning.
Mm-hmm.
And how you grow from losing and what you learn from losing. And that goes down to individual players. That goes down to you know, team-wide stuff like buying into the defense and buying in on the defensive end and what they want to do there. But I think that this goes for the front office and the coaching staff as well. In terms of, like you said, running it back is it boring? Does it give you not a lot to talk about in the offseason? Like, yeah, sure. Everybody wants to win the offseason.
Yep.
But, man, they won 48. It was year one. You had to give that group an opportunity with a couple of tweaks. You know, you tried Chris Duarte. You tried a JaVale McGee. And it just didn't work out like you hoped. Okay, that's fine. But this is the point now. Where regardless of, and the reason we're talking about this is because it to me, it's regardless of what happens on Tuesday, and then hopefully of what happens on Friday, and then hopefully of what happens in the first round of the playoffs. But no matter what transpires there, you now know, hey, this is what works here, this is what doesn't, this is the type of player that helps this Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox core. This is the type of player who helps it. This is the type who doesn't. Like, this is, there's a very clear to me, and I think to you, and I think to most Kings fans listening to this, there's a just very clear adjustment that needs to be made to the roster and the body type and the player type and the athletic profile or whatever this team needs. That to me is very, very clear now. Their path forward is very, very not unobstructed, but it is clear.
It's simple. Like, yes. you can see what it is. And I want to pull out something that someone says in the chat. Mm-hmm. Michael, I don't know who Michael is. Mike Brown is a very media-friendly coach, so naturally guys like James are going to lean towards defending his position, but he's a very flawed coach, and McNair did nothing these past two off seasons. Hmm. Okay, so here's what my response would be to this. Sacramento Kings have been in Sacramento for 39 seasons. Of those 39 seasons, they have 8 with they have 10 with a winning record. Mm-hmm. 8 of those came under one head coach, which was Rick Adelman. Mm-hmm. 2 have come under Mike Brown. Mike Brown, whatever people wanted, like, he's a tremendously flawed coach. No. He's a guy who just took a loser franchise. Mm-hmm. A franchise that had lost 16 consecutive years without making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. One of the worst jobs in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I joke around about it. It's a 2-for-1 franchise. You know what that means, Kyle?
What's that?
You get paid for 4 seasons, but you only have to coach 2. It's like, sure, you know, when you go out to buy a bag of chips during the week of the Super Bowl and you buy 2 bags of chips and you get 2 more? Mm-hmm. That's what the Sacramento Kings job is, historically.
I'm doing that every time, by the way.
You're buying all the chips?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just for Super Bowl. I love me some tortilla chips. They're 2... Buy 2, get 2 free. I'm in there. Sorry, keep going.
My point is, like, look, people who say, oh, Mike Brown, like, this was just a bad coaching. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. He has a whole bunch of offensive players. Mm-hmm. If you look at how a guy like Keon Ellis has changed the entire complexity of their team, mm-hmm, in the final half of the season, forced into action, who was an undrafted player 2 seasons ago and got, mm-hmm, converted from a 2-way contract 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Look how much one player can change the complexity of the team. That's what you've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. It's just players like this that can actually hold their own defensively, mm-hmm, for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they haven't had them.
It's been very clear from the jump, too, that that's what Mike Brown has wanted to do. And that's why I think that you have to have some grace with, like you said, the roster is not full of these defensive dogs. Like, it's just not. Keegan Murray has taken leaps there. De'Aaron is a very good defender. You just mentioned Keon Ellis. They drafted Davion Mitchell to try and help out in that respect. But he hasn't been there until recently. He hadn't been there enough offensively to reliably play him, you know, 20, 25 minutes a night. But to me, I have a hard time right now looking at the coaching staff, Mike Brown or otherwise, and going, this is the reason they're 46 and 36 instead of at 50 wins. You can bemoan, you know, rotations early in the season, and maybe Chris Duarte should have played more or less, or maybe Kessler Edwards should have played more or less, or maybe Keon should have been in earlier in the season. Whatever it is, I mean, was it a perfect season from everybody top to bottom? Like, no, not at all. But I don't come away from this looking at the Kings roster and going, boy, this is the coach's fault.
No.
And that's why, I mean, if it gets there, if they vastly improve the roster and next season it's just a lot of the same problems, then yeah, you know, you kind of start to go, okay, what's the common denominator here? But I think coach blaming a lot of the time is overblown in any sport. Mm-hmm. But it's like with Kyle Shanahan. Like, I'm not. They've been to 2 Super Bowls and 4 NFC title games in the last 5 years. Like, that's pretty good. You can have some gripes with you know, game management and this and that, but overall, big picture, like, you're in a pretty good spot. And that's kind of right now, that today, that's where I sit with Mike Brown.
Yeah, And I mean, look, the guy has a 600 win percentage as a head coach. And you can say it's because he coached LeBron James. And I would respond, okay, and he also coached the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
There's one coach who's won in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best win percentage outside of that is Luke Walton is the second highest win percentage in the history of the Kings since they moved to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, well, you traded for an All-NBA center. Okay, I'm old enough to remember when DeMarcus Cousins was on the Sacramento Kings,
mm-hmm.
and he's flanked by Rudy Gay and Isaiah Thomas, and you still don't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's flanked by Isaiah Thomas and Rudy Gay and a bunch of veterans. They still don't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like I'm just pulling things out of my hat here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a coach who took a team that had just been defunct mm-hmm. for 16 years, and whether he's a great coach or not, I don't know. But what I can tell you is he's a much better coach than anyone else who's been here outside mm-hmm. of Rick Adelman. And the proof is in the pudding. He actually won, whether it's a down Western Conference year or not. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this year's Western Conference. This year's Western Conference is a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his team in, like, could they have finished six? Yeah, they could have finished six.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of inches here. So
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you for the most part on that. I don't look at this roster and go, wow, they are just not getting enough out of it. That to me is, it just kind of is what it is. And the fact that they jumped up to 14th in defensive rating for the year, and they, you know, they fell down in offensive rating a little bit, but offense is way easier to come by than defense. And if you are improving on the defensive end year over year, while still having an opportunity to make the playoffs, I think you're still in a pretty good spot moving forward. But again, next year, if they win 40 games, okay, let's have a conversation. Next year, if we're looking at in the offseason, we're looking at the roster and they make all these improvements and a trade here and a trade there and a signing here and a signing there, we're going, hey, this is the team.
And then they regress? Okay.
Right. Then let's, but that to me, I get the frustration and I get, because like I said, I did radio in San Francisco when the Niners are going to the Super Bowl and people wanted to fire the head coach after a Super Bowl. It's just not, I'm sorry, I can't get there.
Yeah.
Not logically anyway. You could be hot take guy. And you'd go, you know what? Somebody needs to be held accountable. They won fewer games this year than they did last year. Mike Brown's got to go. Jay Triano's got... Monty McNair on the hot seat starting now. Like, yeah, you can do that. That's insane. I'm sorry.
It's a fan reactionary stuff. And to me, it's very clear, like, look, this guy's a better head coach than any of us.
Dude, all of us. No, but that's fine.
It is what it is.
It's not even fan reactionary stuff, though, because that's me, dude. Like, I'm there. I will knee-jerk reaction and overreact and do this and that. But I can't. I will do that. But I can't get there with this.
No.
My
opinion, very, very quickly, is when a coach loses the locker room, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. They got nothing but buy-in.
He has not lost the locker room.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue this Kings discussion on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.